I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. The Iranian parliament has voted in favor of the death penalty for people arrested during nationwide protests. So far, 15,000 have been arrested. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministries says those in the government fear losing their power. International Media Ministries is currently producing a dramatization of the story of Esther, and Godwin hopes to get it into the hands of Iranians soon.
There's this threat of killing many, many people, and one person, Esther, rises up to stand in the gap. And that was in the Persian Empire. Who is going to stand up in this time period? Is someone going to stand in the gap? Could the world stage actually put pressure onto this regime to not kill those 15,000 people?
Please pray many Iranians would find hope in Jesus. And 9 months ago, Russian President Vladimir Putin shocked the world by announcing a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Months of horrific violence have followed, with thousands of soldiers and civilians losing their lives. Wayne is with the Ministry Operation Mobilization.
This is the country I have called home for the last 28 years. My wife is Ukrainian and my four sons are Ukrainian. Here we have precious partnerships and have seen God do amazing things. For example, we've seen many new and vibrant churches planted over the last 8 years in war-affected communities in Ukraine's furthermost eastern regions. Personally, I'm heartbroken at what is happening now.
OM workers and other Ukrainian Christians continue ministering to those in need. Churches are filling up with people touched by Jesus' love. Please ask God to sustain those in occupied cities or cities under siege. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month's Sat7 offers a free prayer guide. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.